I'm not going to sing. I'll probably refer to a couple songs as we get started here, but we won't sing them. I don't know. I've gotten in this habit of reading words of verses, and I don't know whether anybody sings with this or not. But at least you hear them twice in that matter. And so we won't sing today, but we will again have our normal kind of order. We're going to talk about Romans, or read from Romans chapter 5 for our scripture reading this morning. And then we'll have our morning prayer, probably make an announcement or two, and then go from there. So let's read from Romans chapter 5, if you take your Bibles, and we'll be reading 5, 12 through 21. That is 12 through the end of the chapter. You may say, why are we back in Romans 5? We were there for the last part of the message last week, because we're shifting into major theology subjects today. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and spiritual death by sin, and so physical death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was not in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. There's an impute word. Nevertheless, physical death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, that's spiritual death, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. But not as it was by one that sinned, so the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses or many trespasses unto justification. For if by one man's offense spiritual death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the trespass of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were constituted sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be constituted righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the trespass might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin reigned unto death, even so might grace reign up through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And I did a few adjustments in the AV. They inevitably missed the concepts of trespass. I needed to distinguish between the kinds of death, which we will be speaking about. So let's go ahead and have prayer, and then we will embark on a journey in Romans chapter 5. Father, we're thankful today for the privilege of being at the right hand where everything's perfect. So perfect that we can say we're complete in Christ. We've been made the fullness. And what a blessing that is, as we see you, the variances in weather and nature and in this wicked world. We're thankful that we have this beautiful, beautiful place in which we can say, we need nothing there, and we need to get our heads there so that we can be at ease in this life and find rest there in the right hand. We would pray for those in our area that are isolated without electricity, isolated without access to work and that kind of thing because of down power lines, because of trees down. We pray that you would cause those who are your children to be able to lean on you and trust in you and enjoy the privileges that you do all things well. And we're thankful as we share today and that we have opportunity to continue to remember those that we care for, some local, some not. We're thankful for the fact that those who normally assemble in Cherry Grove are able to be online. And we pray that this might be edifying. And even though we don't have that opportunity to have that same love with you for one another that we do when we're bodily present. We're thankful today for the privilege of remembering those that we do. We pray for Helen in Whittier, California. Bless her and encourage her. We continue to remember Roy and Ruth, and we pray for Roy's strength and Ruth's strength. As, you know, they need not only your strength, but some relief from some pain. We commit them to you. For Jerome and Janet Murray in Des Moines, we commit them to your ongoing guidance. For Ray in Mississippi, may you be using him. We're thankful for the days that we've had with him and the joy we have for Matt. We would imagine he's probably not able to be in a church service, but we pray you bless him and not being able to teach today. We pray that you would encourage him and his family there in Portland. For Bob and Grants Pass, upgrade his spirit. Most of all, may his relationship to you be one of wonderful intimacy because there's so much available at the right hand. We pray for Pascal and Dante as they're in classes. May you encourage them and protect them as they travel, knowing they're not quite used to this kind of weather. And we're thankful for them. And we remember Josh back in Massachusetts as well. We're thankful that as we remember Kathy Hill and Barbara Wind and Kevin and Bob, we pray you bless them all. You know the physical needs that are there with the ladies. For Dan and Kathy, we're thankful that we have opportunity to be in some touch with them. Pray you bless them until we're able to be all back together again. For Karen Stone, we pray again her protection. May she find spiritual strength in these days. For Priscilla, is she's in Dayton, and undoubtedly the roads between here and there are not the best, so we pray that you'd encourage her. We're thankful for Lois and the opportunity to share with her and the value of being online for her. Pray for her physical health. We're thankful that her days are in your hands, and you have exactly what you have planned for, even though she suffers physically. Give her strength, we pray, and may her intimacy with our Savior be special. For Jim Braddock and Adrian and Bubba, as they're sort of trapped out there with downed trees and no power, we pray you encourage them, bless them. We would love to see them today, but we can't. For Dan and Jenny, we realized in Salem they have had power down, and we pray that you would encourage them, bless them. We commit Jenny especially to your care, as that prospect of dialysis is always over her head. Pray for Richard and Karen Truman. You know where they are today. They had planned to be over in the coast with some young people, and we trust that you will have worked that out well there. We remember Dave Penny in Memphis. Most of all, we pray you'd encourage his spirit. May he be rejoicing in present tense salvation. We too remember those who have come through seminary and are in ministry. We remember Luther and Monroe and Chris Philpott and Tim Holscher and Kevin Jeffrey and Courtney Jeffrey and others. We commit them to your care. We're thankful again you accomplish good things in their lives as they serve you. For Grant Metcalf in South San Francisco, bless him and encourage him. We're thankful that he's able to keep busy working on getting formatting for some translations in Braille, and we're thankful you're with him. For Erlen, we commit him to your care and bring your special blessing on him. Then we remember those who have been with us, remember the Myrons, and Billy and Tommy and Bruce and Wanda. Most of all, we pray they might be enjoying your fellowship with one another and with you. We remember Rosa and Guam and Dan and Cindy Ray as they're down in Titusville now, and Don and Cheryl in Titusville. May you use them in special ways and bless all of these who are not with us any longer. We pray for Jeff and Pam Wahlberg as they're down in the valley, and we pray that you would meet their special needs. And then we remember Mark and Tanya and Laura and Carissa and Jason and Richard and Gene and the Pruitt family. Pray your blessing on them in special ways, and may you guide us concerning tomorrow and the possibilities that we have there. Remember Jesse Emanuel, and we've been blessed to be able to share the word with him, and pray your guidance in he and his wife's lives as they look toward the possibility of serving you back in the Philippines. Hurricane Wynn, we pray that you'd use him in his ongoing ministry and that with his wife. Thank you for the opportunities we have every week. We have seminary classes 4 days a week, and we're thankful for those. Pray your blessing there, and Monday night Bible study, Tuesday morning Bible study, and evening school on Tuesday. May you be glorified in all of that, and we trust that the time we spend online today and together, that it might be something that will be a blessing, and most of all, we might learn something from your word that will affect the way we think about you and think about ourselves and think about our condition. And we will thank you then in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. And we obviously need to make a couple of announcements. We are planning, if the weather is good and conducive, to be in Woodburn tomorrow night. We're supposed to have, I think the last I saw, it's supposed to be up to 45 and rain, and that could clear the roads. And so that would give me the opportunity to get down there. I don't know what it's like down there. They had an ice storm. We had snow. And they had predicted here as much as 10 or 12 inches. We didn't get all of that. Well, we may have got it over a period of time, and it's all crushed down to about 5 or 6 right now. We'll plan on Monday night and see what happens there. The rest of the time, we're going to be doing the normal. We'll be on the classes in Woodburn, are the Christian Life and the Kingdoms. And I had a call this week from someone that said, Peggy told me that you're doing a class in Kingdoms. I want to know. And I think we'll have another customer listening to the Kingdoms class, we're getting ready to get into some more fun material, but you have to do background. So that's there. Then on Tuesday night, the classes are on dispensations and biblical anthropology. I've gotten to the point that I always say biblical anthropology. And that's the doctrine of anthropos. That is the doctrine of man. Tuesday morning, the ladies' Bible study continues. So anyway, that gives you some announcements. And I cannot let out at noon because that would be too traditional. No. We are going to probably be out a little bit earlier because we aren't doing the singing and that sort of thing. And we're not taking an offering, so that would be a temptation to sing the normal cycle. But we've had fun. I trust I've had fun over the last few weeks as we sing You Look Beyond My Fault, and as we sing In the Beloved, and as we've been singing Complete in Thee, as we are reminded of all that we have in Christ. You know, the chapter after Romans 5 is Romans 6. and that deals with having victory over the sin nature. No, I'm not going to go to Romans 6 at this point because we're on a subject study, and that is imputation. And so it would be fun to go back through Romans 6 maybe another day. We'll see what God has in it. But it seems funny. I did not intend to spend as much time as we have in 3, 4, and 5. And you can see I've trimmed it a lot to cover it. So as we embark in the study of the Word, let's pray. Bless these moments in your Word. Most of all, we pray that we might accurately divide it so we can understand it, so that we can better evaluate this thing of imputation.